You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also Katie from Russia. And you are very angry about gas prices,
yes.
But more angry than a lot of the average person. I mean, no one's excited about the rise of gas
right
prices.
I didn't notice.
It's going up again. Oh. But you take it to a whole new level. Why are you so upset? I overheard you talking in the building yesterday, and I thought that she was like getting mad at somebody.
Uh-huh.
But you're just mad about gas.
Yes, I think, you guys, this is serious. I think I have developed a gas anger disorder, Chelsea. Because
GAD, yeah.
Yes, GAD.
GAD.
Okay, so it started with just those gas prices going up, and it was all fun and games because I love driving and I love like a scavenger hunt style, right? So I went to like different gas stations here in Springfield to find the lowest price because, Fotch, I'm kind of similar in that level with you. I like to save money.
Sure.
You know, we don't make millions of dollars working at the radio station.
Yeah.
So
you guys don't?
No.
No, Chelsea,
you do?
It's all about Wendy's and Hy-Vee. Okay, so the other day, I had to leave work and go straight to Bolivar. So something changed. I had no chance to go across the town to get cheap gas, so I had to find cheap gas near me, right?
Okay.
So I know for a fact that gas stations near our stations are not cheap because it's like the Highway 13 connection, and I mean...
So you're talking about gas stations on Kansas Expressway?
Yes, yes.
All of them?
All of them are not cheap.
They're more expensive compared to which gas stations? The one in St.
So
Louis?
So near campus? Or? Near campus.
Okay, so campus gas stations are cheaper?
How much cheaper is it?
It depends on a day, Chelsea.
Okay, but you're driving around and you're spending money on gas to get more gas.
Chelsea, it does not matter. Okay.
Okay.
So,
it kind of does matter.
I mean, it does, but okay.
Okay, so on that day, I had to go straight to Bolivar, and I know for a fact that this gas station over there, like, not towards the Bolivar, but the other way, like, towards Springfield more, is cheaper than the ones towards the highway.
Okay.
So I went back in Springfield, and guess what? I was right. The
I
gas
feel like
prices,
I'm talking to my grandparents right now.
Gas prices everywhere on that day were $3.49, and that gas station had $3.48. Chelsea, on a display, it says $3.48.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. I thought,
you saved a
everyone.
Penny?
So I got to the gas pump, and I was even more angrier.
Why?
On a gas pump, it says $3.49.
Oh, no.
They scammed me. Oh, my God. I was so angry. I called my boyfriend, and I nearly was debating myself to go inside and ask for my money back. Because
they can't.
What if they were changing it in the process?
Right.
Like, because you just said, and we all know, the gas prices change, like, hour to hour almost. Like, what if they were, like, what if they were changing it? They were in the process of changing the marquee.
That did not help me. I mean, I was still angry.
They
got to
change it at some point.
So now what are you going to do?
Late.
You just don't get gas?
I have found a solution to my problem. So my boyfriend has an app that tracks all the gas prices in town and in other cities. So we found this one gas station that is in Nixa that I'll be going
what?
To.
I'm sorry. You live in Springfield. You're going to drive to Nixa for
just
2 cents less on
yes,
your gas?
Yes, Chelsea, gas there on one day, like 2 days ago, was $2.99. $2.99.
You're going to tell everybody this, and they're all going to go there.
I know.
And go
well, I mean, the app is there. So.
Okay. Do you feel better now that you found a gas station home?
I do feel better. However, I will never forgive this gas station for scamming me like this.
They didn't scam me. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
I'm really starting to feel better about myself.
Okay. We were just talking earlier this morning about frugalness, and I said you were the most frugal person I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm changing my answer to Katie from Russia. Because
after this gas debacle.
You'll see, America is expensive, and I'm an immigrant.
Well, yep. I understand that.
It's very true.
But it makes no sense to drive around further to get gas when you're spending money. It just baffles me. I'm sorry, girl. I love you, but I don't get this.
It's all right. I think you feel better?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind that.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.